We're nearly at the fourth floor now. Keep up. When we get to the top, follow me through to the left. You'll have to push past all these students. Hundreds of students. This is where everyone collects now that smoking's been banned in the studios. They come out here, have a chat and a cigarette, and then go back and do some more work. It's provided quite a focus for communication, as you can see. If you'd like to follow me through the double doors, and then we'll take the first set of double doors on the left-hand side here. It's CE4-22. This is my favourite studio. It's the sculpture studio. We have to keep our voices down. The students are really absorbed in their work and it's fairly quiet in here. The teacher is Joan Thompson. Do you see the woman in the black t-shirt with short dark hair? She's in her, probably in her early 30s. She plays this music because she thinks it's good for our relaxation during the class. I'm not so sure. It kind of distracts me. So the class is every Thursday morning, this class, working from the model and developing composition using clay, plaster and wax. See if you can walk around the back of these people with me. Follow me around here towards the windows. Do you see the sunlight? It's pale, coming through the blinds and hitting the floor, making a slatted pattern. Just in front of the teacher, that's Phyllis, you see, in the tank top with the horn-rimmed glasses. And she's leaning right over the model and measuring her with her spatula, actually touching her thigh with the spatula. The model is in the middle of the room. She's lying on a piece of plywood, which is raised up on some kind of blocks, maybe concrete blocks. She's blonde and she's pale. She looks like a Rodin sculpture. The teacher's coming round now to the next person. There are about eight to ten students in this room. Everybody's, interestingly, a woman. There's one man. The students are really absorbed in their work. So five to six small maquettes are appearing as they work on black rotating modelling stands, the ones where the top rotates, the top's wood, and then with plastic to separate the wood from the clay. And the teacher's coming round, giving instruction to each person individually on how to correct the proportions of their maquette, so they all look amazingly similar, scale's the same. It's a lovely smell. That's one of the things I like best about this studio, the smell of clay and plaster. I think if you've seen enough, why don't you follow me out? Because I want to show you the refectory. At the moment it's being run by Buddhists, so the food is totally amazing. It's on the same floor as this. So come out through the doors, turn right, then through the next set of double doors, and I'll meet you by the lift. Do you live around here, by the way? I wondered if I could ask you to sign the petition that we're collecting. It's to give to the Whitechapel Gallery from all the local artists. It's asking them to stop accepting sponsorship from Barclays for their exhibitions until they pull out of South Africa. Do you see these placards here leaning against the wall? They're for our anti-apartheid protest. In fact, all the local artists and students are boycotting the Whitechapel Open this year. Tower Hamlets have written to the Whitechapel, urging them to reconsider letting Barclays sponsor the show.